Good morning. This is Alex speaking.
Good morning, Alex. This is Gabriel speaking.
Oh, hi, Gabriel. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thank you very much for calling me. Let me just pull up your information. This is about the property in Valleyside Drive, Richmond, 414.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, I actually spoke to you about the property, and I just kind of wanted to ask. I got your text message, by the way. You said that you just applied for a townhouse for rent, and you should receive like news today.
It should be back today or tomorrow that they said it should be getting back with me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I was just calling because I forgot to ask a couple of questions. Because what's the name of y'all actually company?
So the name of our company is really Forest Spice Houses or CVA Homes.
I'm sorry. One more time.
So you can Google us Forest Spice Houses.
Hey, can you spell that for me?
Sure. Forest is F-O-R-R-E-S-T, and then Vice Houses.
Okay.
Our website is forestvicehouses.com.
Okay.
You can go ahead and check it out. So, Forest, he's actually my boss. He's the one who's going to, you're going to see it on the website. So, we're actually located in Ashland. And we buy houses, we renovate them. Like, what else do you want to kind of know with the company, or do you have like any questions?
Yeah, just like how long y'all been in business, hold on 1 second, because I think my wife wanted to ask a question. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, and I got my wife here. And she's on speakerphone. She was just also wondering, like, you know, the next set of process we will have to go through, you know, once we get approved.
Absolutely. Good morning. Hi, ma'am. Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Tiffany Carter.
Tiffany. Yeah, Tiffany. So, yeah, we are Forest Spice Houses. If you are looking up on our website, so Forest Spice Houses, or we're also CVA Homes. It's basically, it's a real estate company based out in Richmond, Virginia area. And Forest, he's the owner of the company. He's our CEO. It's usually a family-owned business, Forest by him. You know, we mainly focus on helping homeowners like you just find solution to the problems, whether you're going through like anything, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the process of it, right now, I see that Gabriel actually signed the contract with us for selling the property.
Mm-hmm.
However, he said that, you know, you're not ready to move in yet. And that's totally fine, you know. We would want it to really work as well based on your timeline. So if you think that you needed more time to, you know, say move or like arrange something, we can definitely adjust to that. But Well, basically, we're the one that's going to buy the property. Sometimes there would be like investors, or I would say like our partner investor who's going to buy the property with us.
Okay, so you're stating, you said that Gabriel will sign a contract. So what does the contract consist of?
So right now, actually, let me pull it up. Do I have it? Pull it up on our system. Gonna put it in our DocuSign. I just wanted to know what's the, you know, the amount that you've signed when we got the contract address. Hold on, give me 1 second. So, Tiffany, you know, I don't have the actual contract pulled up. I'm going to have to pull it up from DocuSign, but it looks to me like the purchase agreement is actually at $249,754. That's what we have here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, gotcha. So that's going to be the amount that we're going to buy the property at. And then what I have here is your... Actually, close date is October 25th. However, you said that you're not prepared yet, so we can definitely have that extended. You know, if you're not ready to close on the 25th, because you'll have to wait for a certain time or for you to be approved first on that new apartment. And what's going to happen here is usually once you sign the contract is we're going to do an inspection for the property. You know, we're just going to go ahead and take pictures, check the property out, and then once we have the inspection report in, you know, that's just the process, and we're going to go ahead and continue to move forward with it.
So in regards to you said inspection done, so I guess my question is, so when Gabriel signed this document, what is it? What did it all? Are you able to send that contract again?
Yeah. Actually, I can. I'll have to look it up in our folder, but I can definitely send that over to you.
Okay. So when you said inspectors come take pictures, why was that not done the first? Before any documents were signed for that price, because is it possible that once you inspect, I mean, you're accepting this as is, but what's the inspection for if you already accept it for that price as is?
Yeah, so we are definitely buying the property as is. You know, inspection is just like a part of our process. You know, inspection report is something that maybe our partners or the lenders or the bank would need to, you know, just for reference. But really, we are buying the property as is.
For that price. It's not going to be the price not going to decrease or anything like that once the inspection is done?
Well, that is the price that we have agreed based on the contract. So, I mean, that's going to, you know, remain the same. I can go ahead and send you the contract, and also acquisitions team, I can go ahead and set up a call with you within the day, you know, if you have like more questions about the contract and all that. I'm actually the transaction coordinator, so usually I'm the one who, you know, talk to the title company, to the attorneys for, in order for us to get the property closed. But Yeah. If you want, I can definitely set up a call with one of our acquisitions manager here. Her name is B. I believe she can better, answer your questions when it comes to contracts if you have further questions and all that.
Okay. That's perfect. And in regards to, you said you are the one that handles the transaction. So
Yes, ma'am.
what is the process after the time frame once then it's been inspected, pictures taken, and then what happens after that, in regards to the sale?
It really depends. Are you looking to close anytime within this month? Or, we
It's a
usually work on your time
possibility.
frame.
It's a possibility. So say if so, if he is able to close this month, then how long before receiving funds and things like that?
So if we are gonna set up a close date of the 25th, usually you will receive the funds the same day or either the following day as well.
Okay. And so who will I talk to you or talk to B about the inspection part and when will they come out and all of that? Do I talk to her about that or
Oh,
will it be
I'm
you?
actually just I will be the one who's going to schedule that for you. So, if you are ready, we can definitely schedule the inspection. I just need to know how much time I think would you need or your availability to do that, so I can schedule that with our inspection team.
Okay, we'll speak. Because we're still waiting back to hear from some things, but I just wanted to ask questions in regards to because this document that was signed, just want to make sure that that price stays the same, and then when inspectors come out here, it doesn't get decreased. Then he didn't sign over documents and then put his house the house up for a lien or anything like that. So that's why I was asking these questions because I've seen things like
Yes,
this
ma'am.
happen with others in the past. But I that's why I was just asking those questions in regards to that.
Okay. No problem. Are you available today for a call? What time are you usually available? I'm gonna go ahead and just check her calendar real quick.
We're available anytime today.
Anytime? Okay. Let me message her and maybe she can give you a call back right away. I know she have an appointment at 12, which is 10 minutes, but I think that will be fine. So let me do that. So if you have questions with the contract, with the liens and all that, I'm just gonna go ahead and I think it will be best to for her to address those questions. But the inspection, I'm gonna be the one that's going to set it up. Are you ready though to do the inspection? Or
Not at the moment. I just want to ask some more questions and we're still waiting on other things. But yeah, I just need to ask more questions
okay.
in regards to this.
Alrighty. I'll let her give you a call right away. So I think that will be it for now. If you have any questions that you wanted to ask, just maybe prepare it and then I'll send the contract, I'll look for it. And then I'll go ahead and send you a copy.
Okay, thank you. The actual one that Gabriel signed, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely, ma'am. I'll look for it, and then I'll send it to Gabriel_Carter@yahoo.com. It's the one
Yeah.
that I have. Awesome. All righty. Thank you so
All
much.
right. Thank you,
We'll
Alex.
talk to you later.
All right.